C'est Nia Maria Samuelu Fayumu East Muir comes from the villages of Tanga, Paloli Sisi, for in Savai'i, and Le'alva'a and Salamumu in Upolu. She was born and bred in Auckland, brought up in Mangere East and Te Atatū South in West Auckland, currently based in Palmerston North, and is teaching visual arts at Palmerston North Boys High School. In addition to teaching, Senia mentors Pasifika students at school and in Pasifika Club. She also attends the Efakasa Church, Palmerston North, and is the founding member of the Manawatū Pasifika Teachers Association. Senia is a proud mum to 15-month-old boys, Joseph, and also very proud of her Samoan culture and history. She is also on the line to us this morning. Talofa lava Senia, and thank you so much for taking time out to chat with us.
Talofa lava ete. Thank you for inviting me.
New Zealand-born Samoan, but speaking with you earlier, your Samoan is very, very good. Malo lava. Na I ola lava lava New Zealand. Na I lele yalo fa Samoa.
Oh, it's all feel lolo ata mai. Yeah, it's time me. It's all moku moku foi ngale. I'm fast lo aku ale. Apelitani.
Yeah, well, that is the nature of our language. It continues to change, but luckily for both of us, we're going to be doing it in English. Tell us about growing up in Auckland, obviously in a Samoan-speaking household.
My mum has always been very staunch in her Samoa. So I've grown up around my family, my Samoan family, who just kept the language going. I went to Aonga Amata in Mangere, and also the Efakasa out there in Mangere East. Just throughout my life, Mum's always just been constantly pushing the language in the home. And try to make me immerse myself in the culture more. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And how blessed are you and me that we have mums who insisted we spoke Samoan in the house, because it feels very odd to me to try and speak to my mum in English or any other language. And also the church, that foundation of Samoa. So it is a true blessing that I guess people like you and I take for granted, because it's something that we have, and we don't understand the gravity of not having that treasure to be able to speak.
It definitely is a blessing. It's I reckon for us that speak, you know, two different languages, we've got so much more of like awareness of how the world works and stuff like that, and I think it's a blessing also that I'm taking it into my teaching practice as well. So my own experiences growing up and knowing how to approach my students in the classroom, and it's not just our Pasifika, it's all of them, you know. They know that I'm family orientated, they know that that I can, my colleagues know that I can walk in two worlds as well. So it's not just coming into school and there's this like balangi structure, you know. They know that I bring to the table my own Samoan culture, but also that Pasifika, the holistic Pasifika knowledge as well.
Yes, and you do bring that cultural depth and value to the school. Now, visual arts, so you're teaching visual arts, so you're obviously either an artist or someone who loves visual arts.
Creativity, yeah. So I went to, I've always loved visual arts throughout my high school. I reckon I developed more of a passion for it when I came into year 12 and 13, and that's when I attended Rutherford College. there in Te Aratūnof. And then I continued into art school here at Massey University. So I went through the Bachelor of Māori Visual Arts. I didn't know it was Māori at first because my whaiaonga was at high school. They did all the applications for me and I just took it for granted. But it was actually quite an interesting course where the head of the department at the time, who was also Afa Māori, said to me, "Oh, you know, Senia, it would be really nice for you to bring some Fa Samoa into your visual arts and alongside, you know, learning all these Māori concepts, there is still similarities that I could relate to." And I think, yeah, that's where I built more on my own art form. So I'm actually a digital design art, a digital artist. So I do a lot of work in Photoshop, Lightroom, and then a little bit of photography, plus a little little bit of painting and drawing on the side. And then my students steal all my ideas. So I haven't had time to get back into it in the last couple of years, but slowly easing back into it with a little bit of drawing and painting.
Wonderful that you're able to combine a passion with your profession. Speaking of students and speaking of school, I understand from speaking with you earlier that they're looking at offering Samoan in NCEA there at Palmerston North Boys High. When I grew up, Palmerston North Boys High, when we played Palmerston North Boys High, the only brown person I saw in the rugby team was the bus driver.
Was the bus
driver. Everybody else were Palangi. That was back in the late 70s. But I imagine it must be changing now with you considering NCEA Ngana Samoa.
Yeah. They've brought it in this year. So it's actually it's a blessing, but also, you know, it's going to be like part of our school's history that we've finally brought in a Pasifika language into our school. So we're really proud to say that we've actually got this going at Palmy Boys. So we're starting off with small steps first because it's a new subject and it's offered through Te Kura correspondence. So I'm in charge of supervising the two students that we've got as our starting boys, our Ngangana Samoa boys, sorry. And we just have to see how they go this year. And next year we're hoping to have more numbers coming through. We just got to make sure that we've got the right students that really want to be there and know that they're going to complete the work. Because otherwise, you know, we'll just have a lot of kids coming in and asking,
absolutely. How big is the role of Palmas North Boys High, and of that role, how many would be Pasifika, and of that many, how many would be Samoan?
So we've got 1,800 boys at our school, and on our role, altogether we've got the Pasifika role is around about 230. Possibly.
Wow.
And of that 230, I reckon half of those boys are Samoan.
That's a lot of boys.
Or we've got some Afakasi boys as well, so they're part Samoan and part another ethnicity.
Yes. And is Palmerston North Boys a boarding school, or is it a day school and the catchment area is just Palmerston North, or do you have some of them coming from out of town?
It's a state school. It's a state school, and we do have a boarding facility as well.
And are any of those boarders from the islands, or is it not that big a boarding school?
Yes, there's a small number of boys in there who are of Pasifika descent. There is one boy in there who's part Cook Island, part Samoan. So he's staying there. He's from Wellington as well. And then there's a couple that are Tongan, I believe.
And are there any other Samoan or other island teachers there at Palmerston North Point?
Yes, there's. We've got a Tongan teacher, Lifemi Mafi, here, and also Miss Tutavaha, who's of Niuean descent. And I think Ina knows Kate. Who else is there? And there's a couple of Fijian teachers as well, Fijian Indian, so Daniel Shankaran and Dr. Tuluram.
And
so there's a big group of us there, like a Pacifica support teacher group.
And that's why you formed the Manawatū Pacifica Teachers Asosi?
Yeah, it was just to... I started that off just because I felt that there were some teachers here in the Manawatū who needed a bit more support. Some were feeling a bit isolated as well, especially in the outer regions of Palmerston North, like in Martin as well as Levin. And there were a lot of teachers just wanting resources and just wanting to know who's out there and whether they can just meet up and stuff like that. So I just, it was just a light bulb moment. It's nothing formal at the moment, but I started up through Facebook and just establishing those connections with all our teachers here in Palmerston North. Not many know that there's quite a few of us here. So all up, there's about 30 Pasifika lead teachers in this Manawatū region. And, you know, some of them don't know that they're working right next door to each other, you know. And so that's why I've established this little network for us to let all the Pasifika teacher know, Pasifika teachers know that we're here and that, you know, if there's support needed, there's a platform there.
Wonderful. And finally, just some words of encouragement for our young out there who are growing up and trying to maintain their Samoan language in New Zealand, or some even trying to attain the Samoan language, please, Senior.
I just say to the young ones, don't be afraid. You know, there's nothing wrong with you giving your Langana Samoa a go, or even just finding out who you are, where you're from, with your village connections. I think I've seen a lot of that with the youth that's coming through our school, a lot of disconnection. So some of that is just fear of not knowing or going into the unknown. So I would just say to our young, especially our Samoan, don't be afraid to learn about who you are and where you're from. Yeah, I think that's what I have for
Wonderful.
Now.
Thank you so much. I've updated the lovers here near Fayumu East Mua, teacher at Palmerston North Boys High.
Yeah, I've updated the lovers.
Thank you.